Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. What could be better than borrowing a book from a friend or checking one out from the library? How about it's yours for free? Last March, The Book Thing, a free book exchange, suffered a devastating fire. Thousands of books were destroyed. But more than that, a place where bibliophiles from all walks of life gathered was lost. This past weekend, The Book Thing reopened in its old home. And joining us to celebrate The Book Thing's return is founder Russell Wattenberg. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
After the fire last spring, in addition to the damage to the building, how many books did you lose?
We lost about 200,000, which just putting them into the dumpsters were just heartbreaking.
And they went into the dumpsters because there was no hope for them. They were waterlogged.
There was no hope. They were waterlogged. There was smoke logged. Some of them were melted together by the heat. It was just ugly.
And as you were dumping those books in the dumpster, what was your expectation about what was about to happen or what had happened or what would happen with The Book Thing?
I knew that we'd come back bigger and better than ever, and that there are so many books out there that this wouldn't really affect the literacy of Baltimore. As traumatic as it was, 200,000 books is just a drop in the ocean.
So you knew from right away that there was going to continue to be a book thing. What were the biggest hurdles that you faced in bringing it back to life?
A lot of the hurdles were either red tape, getting permits, deciding whether we needed sprinklers or a fire retardant roof and walls. But a lot of it was the pressure of knowing that any decision I make as to where to place outlets, to what color to paint the rooms, were decisions all likelihood I'll be making for the next 20 years. So I
decisions that would last.
Last 20 years. I don't want to cause people to wonder why the hell did he put that there.
Outlets in particular, I read they are 7 feet above the floor.
Yeah,
like above your head. Why?
Because the bookcases themselves are 6 foot tall. Some of the books extend over that, maybe 6 inches. So that means we don't have a live outlet behind a bunch of paper. It allows us to use the outlets, have them in the room, but not have them be accessible to kids or flammable paper.
Was there a silver lining in the sense that you were able to redesign?
Yeah, I think there was. I think whenever you buy a house or a building, you have all these ideas, but then reality sets in and you never get a chance to knock out that wall or get a chance to put a sink in over there. Whereas now we've got the chance to do it right. And I think that I'm hoping that a lot of the decisions I made during the rebuild will really help things go for years to come.
So in addition to the outlets, what are some of the changes?
We actually had the furnaces repaired. So we have heat now. We have a...
That was not always true.
That was never true. I bought the building. It had furnaces, but they didn't work.
Gotcha. Now they do.
Now they do. Things like we have a handicap accessible public bathroom, which we didn't have before. Things like we've removed a couple of walls to make better use of the space. We've got insulation in the walls to work in joint with the heating. We've got better sight lines, taking advantage of the windows. We've got better traffic flow. We're putting the slower moving categories where everybody has to see them as they walk in. The most popular categories in the very last room to draw people all the way through.
So what's in the back? What are the big draws?
The big draws are children's, cooking, classics. hobbies, sports, the sciences, African American interest is just the stuff that everybody comes looking for. It may not be what they take the most books of, but it's what they come in looking for.
And now it's in the heart of the building. That's Russell Wattenberg, founder of The Book Thing, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about The Book Thing reopening its doors a few days ago after a big fire last March. So what was the reopening like? What was it like to see people in again?
Surreal.
Surreal?
I mean, it was just as strange seeing people into the new building as it was to see the building burnt out, in that something I never thought would ever happen happened. Seeing people come through, people who had seen for 2-3 times a week for 10-15 years. I never knew their names. I never knew where they lived. I didn't know what they did for a living. I knew what kind of books they liked. And I chit-chatted with them for 10-15 years. I haven't seen them in 18 months since the fire. And now I'm seeing them again. So it's kind of like turning back the clock in a new setting.
Did you think that people might forget The Book Thing?
From the number of calls and a number of complaints I got that we were closed, I was pretty sure people wouldn't forget. But what I wondered was that all the people who, for instance, a Hopkins student or a professor who has been in town for over a year, has never known The Book Thing to exist, would they see it as a viable asset?
How involved was the community as you were putting things back together?
The community was super involved. And what struck me, it wasn't the nonprofits per se who were most supportive. It was Falcon Hands Hardware. It was the local Waverly Ace. It was Home Depot. It was Peabody Heights Brewery especially. But it's not only the individuals, but it's the for-profit businesses. The people that gave the most were the people that you least expect to. I mean, for instance, we had the Carpenters Union come in, send some members down to help us build bookcases. Falcon Hands Hardware sent down tarps and gloves and masks when the fire wasn't even put out yet.
You're giving me the impression that there were things that showed up without your even asking.
Yeah, absolutely. A fire like what happened and the rebuild like what happened is one of those things that happens to somebody once in their lifetime, and you're totally unprepared. I mean, how much does anybody know about fire insurance on commercial buildings unless they've had a fire in a commercial building? So a lot of people who had gone through similar things were so, so helpful. They knew what I needed and what my worries would be.
Now that you're open, can people bring books?
Yeah, we have an outside drop-in protected from the weather. We've also installed a door into one of the walls of The Book Thing where people can drop off books through that.
A night depository.
Yeah. Right now the depository says linen because it's a linen chute door. I've just got to change that to say books. But if anyone wants to donate linen, go for it.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Russell Wattenberg is founder of The Book Thing, located at 3001 Vineyard Lane. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we have a link to The Book Thing's website and Facebook page. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.